Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Legislators are looking to make changes to a Massachusetts law that keeps secret all police records of domestic and sexual violence. That's after a WBUR investigation found that the statute, designed to protect victims, has instead protected alleged abusers. WBUR's Allie Jarmaning has more.
The law was supposed to ensure the privacy of victims by keeping records secret, but it's also made it harder for survivors to get access to those documents, which they need to file restraining orders or fight for custody of their children. State Senator John Velas says those unintended consequences are unfair to victims.
Have there been some circumstances, albeit unique circumstances, where victims are actually being hurt as opposed to helped?
His legislation would create a task force to review the statute. WBUR found the law allows police departments to withhold documents that show how police respond to domestic violence calls, even in cases where someone was later killed.
I think the challenge is that because of the way that the law is currently written, are we missing out on things that could go a long way to preventing something like this from happening again?
Mary Fairbairn was allegedly killed in a domestic violence homicide 3 years ago in the small town of Groton. She was 57. Her husband is awaiting trial. Her sister, Ann Donahue, wants to see closer scrutiny of how police deal with domestic violence, but she doesn't have high hopes for a task force, at least how it's currently proposed.
It felt like a big nothing burger. I don't see that wrapping up or providing any substantive legislature in the very near future, which is when we need it.
Police were called to the Fairbairn's house twice in just the week before Mary was killed. But details on how they handled those calls are locked away from the public eye. Groton police refused to provide records about how they responded before Mary was killed. They cite the privacy law. More than a dozen other police departments with domestic violence homicides withheld records too. Donahue says information about how police respond should not be hidden.
How do we know that they did everything that they were supposed to do? How do we learn as a person or, you know, as a community if we don't learn from our mistakes? And we don't see those mistakes if they're buried.
Advocates for victims are also pressing for change, but they want the task force to include more survivor voices. 9 of the 10 proposed members so far are designees of law enforcement or lawmakers. Hema Saring-Siminski is deputy director of Jane Doe Inc., a statewide survivor advocacy group. She says there's tension between privacy interests and survivors' need to access their own reports.
Those are the sort of pushes and pulls that we are grappling with and trying to ensure that with whatever approach we either take or decide to kind of table, that we're really making sure we have thought about any of the possible potential outcomes and consequences.
One option would be following the Connecticut model, making the records public to all, but withholding names and addresses of victims. Massachusetts could also keep domestic and sexual crimes off public police logs, but make reports available to anyone who requests them. There's still much more discussion to go before any change can happen. Most important, Saring-Siminski says, is including survivors' voices in the conversation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmaning.